Analysts, Iran retaliation a win for Trump. By Joel B. Polak on January 8, 2020. Analysts are reluctantly concluding that Iran's retaliation Tuesday night for the strike on General Qasem Soleimani, in which there were no U.S. casualties from over a dozen missiles, is a policy win for President Donald Trump. Early reports of the missile strikes on bases in Iraq hosting U.S. troops, some repeating what was apparently Iranian propaganda about American casualties, suggested an imminent escalation. But as the hours passed, it appeared Iran was either too incompetent to score 4 of the 15 missiles reportedly failed in flight, or that Iran missed on purpose. The reasons for a civilian air crash near Tehran, possibly hit by Iranian fire, remained unclear. In the hours after the Iranian response, Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, tweeted that the regime had concluded its proportionate response to the Soleimani attack, and that it did not seek escalation or war going forward. The conclusion seemed unavoidable. Trump had removed Soleimani, a major terrorist and the architect of Iranian regional military dominance, at no cost. Iran saved face but possibly without triggering a massive U.S. response. Foreign policy analyst Ian Bremmer tweeted that it was impossible not to call the outcome a win for Trump. I'm far from a Trump supporter. But impossible not to call Iran outcome a win for U.S. president and a big opportunity going forward. Ian Bremmer, at Ian Bremmer, January 8, 2020. Raf Sanchez, the Middle East correspondent for the UK Telegraph, arrived at a similar conclusion. For Trump, it will be a bit humbling to let Iran fire missiles at U.S. bases without responding, especially given his rhetoric. But there's a political win if he wants to take it. He can say he took out a bad guy, taught Iran a lesson, and Dems were hysterical about a war. Raf Sanchez, at Raf Sanchez, January 8, 2020. Journalist David Schuster reported that White House officials were telling the media that they saw a win, too. Given no apparent casualties, several WH/DOD officials are urging at real Donald Trump not to retaliate. Iran got U.S. soldiers to hunker down for a few hours. Trump got Soleimani. Trump staff say the trade-off is a win. Though one hopes they/he don't gloat. Hashtag Iran attacks. David Schuster, at David Schuster, January 8, 2020. Others were likewise cautiously optimistic that the retaliation had, in fact, created a diplomatic opening. I am cautiously optimistic Trump can restrain himself enough tomorrow to be okay with not having the final word. To take the win in taking out Soleimani without Iran overreacting in its response, and depart the field with no casualties. Bradley P. Moss, at Brad Moss-esque, January 8, 2020. De-escalation process talking points for win-win. Trump, Iran fired 50 missiles could not hit a single U.S. soldiers. Iran, we hit U.S. bases, Trump could not even send a single tweet. Emre Uslu, at Emre Uslu, January 8, 2020. Ben Rhodes, a former national security aide to President Barack Obama, was frustrated with the emerging consensus. CNN decided the credit belonged to Iran, though, calling the missile strikes a smart diplomatic move. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.